Hi, my name's Crystal. A lot of your music is full of life, and it touches a lot of your listeners and gives us positive vibes and ways out of bad situations. Is a lot of your lyrics like just thrown at your lap, or do you draw them from personal experience?
Usually I write songs based on my own personal experiences until my life gets really boring, and then I draw inspiration from other people. Actually, a couple of songs of this record, one song in particular called Broken, I wrote about a friend of mine, so it's different every time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie.
My question is, the perception of the rock and roll lifestyle seems to be very different from the reality. What is it really like to be on tour and in the studio? Tell me about the difference between the party all the time perception versus the hours of boredom, lots of dirty laundry, and fast food reality.
Going on tour is basically like taking a two-year camping trip with your family. So hopefully that's a good thing or a bad thing. Luckily, I actually like these guys, so it's fun. But you stay in some really interesting hotels sometimes. Actually, Rick, he has an interesting pattern when he goes into a hotel room. Actually, Rick, you want to tell her what you're...
From the bathroom to the room, I lay towels down so my feet don't touch the ground.
It's actually true. I went to Rick's room once to see if he wanted to go grab some food, and there were towels. Paths.
I saw the bedbug special on MSNBC. I was like, no go. Not gonna touch me.
He's extremely clean.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'm Regina Choi, and my question for you is, if you could have any superpower, what superpower would that be?
Bryce.
Well, Wolverine is my favorite superhero. Let's give it up. Because he can heal, and he has these cool claws, and yeah, that's about it.
And he grows a sweet neck beard, which you're working on right now, too.
Abraham Lincoln is my idol.
Oh, you're waiting for me? I'd like to fly. Yeah. You're feeling it.
I would cure sickness.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Way to make us look bad.
I'm actually serious.
I remember you. How you doing?
Do?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm Heather.
Hi.
Besides music, I know you like basketball. What's your favorite basketball team? And what do you think about Kobe leaving the Lakers, possibly?
Is he really leaving? Because, yes? No? Maybe he'll go to Cleveland, my favorite team. Yeah, the Cavs are my favorite team, so I'm pretty excited that they're in the finals. Bryce is a big...
I think I heard some boos in the crowd. Go Cavs.
You're a closet Phoenix Suns fan. What are you talking about? I won $100 from Bryce when the Phoenix Suns lost. So he's claiming that Steve Nash dated his sister, but it's actually true, right?
We went to the same high school in Canada.
Thank you. What about you, Rick?
What's that?
Rick watches UFC.
UFC?
Yeah.
You want a piece? I will submit you. And hit you with
that's
stripes.
That's the gloves.
Well, that's for the germs on the microphone. I'm good.
He's actually serious.
Thanks.
Hi, my name is Craig Shraishi. My question is, it must be great to have massive hit singles. Do you ever get sick and tired of singing the same songs over and over and over again at live performances?
You know, there's certain songs that you get a little tired of, but when you play a song and you see people like yourself singing it back, you know, it's the most amazing feeling in the world. So I kind of, it's a pet peeve of mine when bands say that they don't like playing their hits anymore, you know, because if you're getting up there and playing a song when like some random person that you don't know is singing the song back to you, and that doesn't get you high, then I think you have a drug problem. That's what I think. So no, I don't.
Hi, my name is Hilda.
Hi, Hilda.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice
like
to meet
I'm on
you.
A game show, like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire or something.
Ooh. Okay, my question to you is more simple, though. It is, what is the funniest moment you can think of on the top of your head from either backstage or on tour?
This may sound funny to a lot of you, but we opened up for Iron Maiden about 4 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and there was this other band called the Murder Dolls on the bill. And I still remember me and Rick walked up to the stage, and they were like Slipknot, and they were like throwing things and breaking things and lighting things on fire. And we were kind of like, what are we doing here? But then after the show, we watched Iron Maiden, and we were hanging out backstage, and all of a sudden the singer comes up and he's in a robe and his slippers sipping tea. So I'm like, okay, we're tough now. We can hang with Iron Maiden.
That's a good one. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Ashley. If a Lifehouse movie was ever made, which actors would play you, and would it be a comedy or a drama?
I think it would be a dramedy. If someone was going to play me, who? What?
Val Kilmer would play Jason.
Wait.
And the guy from Smallville that plays Lex Luthor would play Rick.
That's so inside the box.
Tell him who you think would you actually.
Rick, I got to see this question before.
You've seen it, and your answer is.
Well, since I'm so small and cute, Dakota Fanning, right? She could do me perfect.
I would pay money to see you with a little blonde wig.
Burn.
Hi, my name's Allison Frederick.
Hello, I remember you too. I think I recognize half of you in this room. It's pretty cool.
I was wondering, would you guys rather be a hobo that everybody loves or a millionaire that most people don't like?
Rich hobo.
Yeah, I'd rather be a rich hobo that everyone likes.
Totally.
Bryce?
I'm with them.
Thank you.